I want us, first of all, Mr. Speaker, to affirm, to assert that reparations is a subject which is too important to trivialize. For example, there are those who seek to trivialize it by saying that reparations must first be made by every Tom, Dick, Harry, and Mary, who consider this or that Caribbean government or leader had wronged them, and we have to deal with those first. Well, the fact of the matter is this. There are remedies for those. Remedies for such wrongs are available in the national legal and political systems. If everything you call for is reparations, and you use it for everything and anything, it loses its real meaning. The injustice or historic wrong in question must be well documented. The victims of the injustice or historic wrong must be identifiable as a distinct group. And the current members of the group must continue to suffer the consequences of this injustice or wrong. I state unequivocally that in our Caribbean, the case for reparations for Native genocide and slavery is well-founded, and I am sure that we have the facts on our side and we have the law on our side.